Any comments from the public on this proposed appendix land use ordinance changes?
The public hearing now in effect.
Public hearing is now in effect.
Mr. Chairman, I have a comment I'd like to make.
Okay.
Since there's no public here other than this group. I'm really not happy personally. I don't think it's a good idea to be messing around with the traffic parking on Main Street. And I don't think it's something I can support. I don't know how this is going to be passed on, if this is going to be passed on as one group, one large submission to the council, that's fine. But just based upon that alone, I can't support these changes in here. Because I think it's a disaster just waiting to happen by removing those requirements with the off-street park.
Isn't a bridge that can be crossed when we get to that?
The town has operated under this premise for a lot of years already with exactly that same premise.
But just for existing buildings, though, not for any...
Correct. I mean, but some buildings have changed hands, too, and nothing's changed. Okay. The town has built the parking lot at Elm Street Congregational Church. They control the parking lot at the Catholic Church. They built a lot behind here. They've also got the ferry lot. They've got
the
post office parking lot. They've got... they've got property behind the flower shop that is still not developed yet. The town has done a lot to ameliorate this situation. True, it's not good. No, it's not perfect. But with the existing lot layouts, I'm talking particularly on the water side of the street, per se. You know what kind of a trap it is. I don't see any way out of it. Unless somebody has to build a parking garage under their building somehow. Or above it. So.
If you think of it, though, the issue about placing burdens on parking can happen whether it applies to just existing buildings or to any building, because you can have a use that wants to occupy a building on Main Street that has a huge parking demand.
Correct.
Or a new building. Yeah. You know, it's the same issue whether it's existing or any building.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I understand everything you just told me. I've lived here a long time, too, so I've seen all this. But thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
For me, it's a step backwards. And the issue that you brought up, Steve, if it's a bridge we'll cross when we get there, I can't imagine if somebody's coming in with a live proposal or a live that you're going to say, well, no, we're not going to go there because of the parking.
Right.
I think all those decisions will be made immediately if anybody offers us essentially anything. So I don't look at it as a bridge. I think it's basically saying whatever you want to do, you'll do, and we're not going to get in your way.
We're business starters.
Because we have this mantra about, you know, we're causing problems here. I'm sorry. We're causing problems here because of what we're anti-business, all that nonsense that's been going on. And I just think that this is just for me, especially with all the efforts we're making with pedestrian access and those kinds of issues here on Main Street, that we really have to be thinking about the impact that automobiles are having on our Main Street. And just having more automobiles on Main Street isn't necessarily a good thing. And parking them on Main Street isn't necessarily a good thing. There are alternatives, but how we get people to those alternatives
is a signs.
And that's been proposed, and yet people have to want to get out of their car and walk, which most people don't. So I understand why this is being proposed. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's a step in the right direction.
I don't. I would think the town could actually buy some property in the old parking lots at the mill. They took out parking spaces around the mall at the mill. Yeah. And the town could invest in public transit, too. It would help kind of settle some of the situation, too. But I don't know exactly.
So I'm inclined to say, let's not step back and do that. I just think it just isn't good. For me, I look at it because it's kind of going backwards. So.
But then again, this situation could come up as a detrimental effect and come before the planning board.
The other concern, the only thing here on this whole set of changes that I support, the updates to the DEP, the non-conformance, I do support those. So many of these others, I understand why they're doing them, but I feel that it takes a lot of the responsibility away from the planning board that we've been asked to do and put it in the responsibility of the code enforcement officer. That comment's no direct, to you. I just don't think it's necessarily a good idea to put some of these decisions in the place of one person. And I think over time we're going to find litigation increasing, people putting a lot of undue pressure on the code enforcement officer position. And the code enforcement officer has done a lot of great work here along with the ordinance committee. But I don't support many of these changes. And I'm not going to go through and pick each one out. But as I see this, I see us becoming less of a planning board and more of a permit board just by default because the CEO can't handle it. And that's how I view these changes. So I do intend to vote no on passing these on to them. Council. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Noted. Yes.
Question for Jeff. Has the town council have they thought about any future parking at all? To go back to the parking issue. Have they discussed anything? Buying any of the mill property?
Not that I'm aware of, Dave. Yeah. I know that they will consider additional parking opportunities as they may come up, but I don't know if they've looked at that area in particular.
That's it. That's the end of my public presentation.
And my retort to part of it is, like I said, I thought it would be a good filter. Okay. Because I don't know how many years I've been sitting in this room, maybe 8 or 10 or more. And there have been some that have come before the board that I didn't think really helped, But so I'm not looking at it as turning the plan board into a permit board per se. No, I think we still have a job to do and stuff, but the process is very convoluted, and I think he has the best grasp and can filter what really needs to come here.
Streamline it for citizens, too. And streamline it for citizens if they don't have to come through this really lengthy process.
Yeah.
That's how I viewed it.
I don't look at it as an abrogation of our duties here. I don't really feel that way. Anyways, that's my feelings. Any other comments?
George must have a comment. George must have a comment.
Jim Minaj there.
Yeah. You're deep in thought.
No comment.
No comment. No, you're a politician. No, anyway.
With an approval of this, could we pass on Chris's thoughts?
Chairman?
Yes.
I can always do the via the council meeting. Next. I'll determine that. To vote. To me, it's a straight-up no vote.
What will be reported from your decision this evening is the results of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
and nothing more.
They can overturn anything that we propose differently.
Well, that would be something else that would be passed on too. If you wanted to change something in this ordinance, that's
Chris,
different.
You'd be able to say something if.
That's what I just said.
Yeah,
look at that opportunity.
I had a question, but I don't want to make it under the public comment. If we're still in the public hearing stage here.
We still are.
We haven't closed it yet. Hearing no more. Public hearing is closed.
Item 9 is discussion.
Well, we didn't move this.
No. Well, we got a...
Oh, that's right.
We got a fact B, recommendation of the town council on proposed amendments.
Maybe that's the line.
We hear a move.
Well, for purposes of discussion, I will move the... so moved. To approve the recommendations just reviewed.
Second.
So that's a motion.
Okay.
Who's the second?
Second had a motion.
Ryan already seconded.
Sorry. Get a grip, okay?
We have three of them.
Joint you.
All in favor.
I want to raise a question first. I just want to understand this sentence about the parking. Because is this saying that if someone brings a proposal for either commercial or non-commercial use on Main Street, that the party is not responsible for developing an adequate plan for parking for its use? I just want to understand this. I mean, generally, in most cases, when someone brings a proposal for a use of a building, it is expected, and you know, that they, along in that plan, propose how, depending upon the number of people who will be in the building, that they're how are they going to accommodate for either parking for their employees, customers, etc. That is incumbent upon the person making the proposal.
I don't know whether people would do. Somebody would take that part of town and create a job that you know that they have all those people and no place for them to park. So I would think that they would go to a place that would be more alluring. And, I don't think it could be in any way an issue.
You have an example. I'll use the example of. The
I'm going by the way this is written.
Well, let me just apply based on what you're asking, Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. The example of the fellow who wanted to buy the building on Main Street, tear it down, build a new building that had a commercial use as well as two residential dwellings in it.
Mm-hmm.
The size of the building he wanted to build would not allow him enough space left over to satisfy all the parking requirements that would be needed for the proposed occupancy. So under this change, he would provide whatever parking he could on his property, and whatever else is needed would be satisfied by public parking. So say, for example, he needed 8 spaces total.
No, I got that. I got that.
Another example is you might have a person who wants to tear down a building and build a new building that covers essentially the entire lot, minus the required setbacks.
no parking space would be provided off, on the lot, the use of that building might be, might require, say, 5 parking spaces. This change would say those 5 parking spaces are provided by public parking on Main Street.
Isn't that, I mean, it's basically what we've been doing right along on Main Street for all the businesses. Anytime there's a change.
Change of use.
A change of use or what have you, we always say, well, public parking, on-street parking, public parking is...
The town knows it, and they've known it for years. And they've
This extends it to new construction as well, if somebody happens to do. So it's the same thing, only for new construction. Is it a... I don't know if I... I am kind of like on Chris's quote a little bit. I don't really see it as a solution to our parking issues, really, downtown. It's only a mechanism to allow certain development to happen if it happens. Up to this point, it hasn't been a problem, but if somebody happened to... Well, they can't build a high-rise down there anyway because they can only go up 25 feet above... I think it's 25 feet, isn't it? Above street level.
In this district here?
Yeah. On the show, on the,
it was 50 feet.
It's Fort Western.
Well, come see, well, yeah, that hotel is, or whatever it is.
It's 50 feet.
So you can do 4-story.
But not the whole, not on the south side, not on the shoreline side.
Yeah, the shoreline zone, 50.
Is it 50 feet?
Yeah.
I thought we discussed that last time. It was like, because we were discussing the lighthouse, the new...
Nope. 50 feet. They're not 50 feet. They're close to 50 feet.
So is it 50 feet from the shore side or from the road side?
From the downslope side.
From the low side.
Oh. Okay. That's a lot more than I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's not as high as that in other shoreline zones, but this shoreline zone is a commercial shoreline zone, so that's why you have the higher building heights allowed.
Okay. Well, if we get a 5-story building, I guess we'll have to build a parking garage. That will then come back to us for... We don't have anything to base it on, will we?
Well, it all goes back to the problem, I think, that's not being addressed, and that is we are allowing uses that could have high parking demands to be located on Main Street where there's not a lot of parking available. That's really, I think, where we should be addressing the issue, is not allowing those uses on Main Street.
But that would require another change.
Another amendment, yes. But I'm not sure that's the direction the town wants to take. For example, we had a business owner who wanted to conduct an auction house.
Right.
In the shoreline zone here on Main Street, which at that time was not allowed use. Well, the town changed it to allowed use. An auction house has potential for attracting a lot of people who all need parking spaces in a very short time span. So that's a potential burden that could happen.
But in reality, that never really...
He never went through with it.
No, it didn't, but somebody else could come down.
A few weekends, but it didn't work out.
Usually auction places like something a little bit in some room. And
on the periphery, yeah.
Bring cows in.
Cattle drive down Main Street.
But you could have an auction house that auctions jewelry or coins or things like that don't take a lot of space, but draw a lot of people.
Done.
Can you make it?
Yeah, there isn't. I don't see a way right now to put a threshold in there that You know, says, well, if your parking requirements are relatively large, which is an indefinite term, you know, you've got a different rule. I don't know what the threshold would be.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
Yeah, nobody does.
I got a number.
We haven't hit it yet. But
could I ask a hypothetical question? I mean,
no.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fish. Yes.
If we did have a proposal come before us that for a building, a large building, is going to generate a lot of people, a lot of parking on Main Street. Yeah. If this gets passed, would we have any basis for denying that?
Well, that's...
I mean, how
that's the issue. I don't think you do with the way this is written.
It has to come to us, but how do you deny it then?
Right.
Because we don't have an ordinance behind us to do that.
Look at that senior citizens place that we built out on the edge of town that we went over every little way he could fit a parking space in that place, but someone can move downtown, and hey, it's not a problem.
You know, look at the parking lot use behind McLeod's, which, you know, I mean, is filled a lot of the time from the overflow from Jed Browdy and I assume other in the immediate area. You know, it wouldn't take much to fill up, depending upon what else might be considered along Main Street.
There's about 12 spaces in there.
Well, they own the building behind it too, the Audie Mason building. That's not developed yet. That's an extension of that parking lot that the town has too.
Mm-hmm.
It's available.
How much of the parking behind the drugstore is town parking, or is that all privately?
Public parking.
That's all public parking?
I think they own part of it, though.
I think they own
two
or three.
They have some slots that are for the pharmacy, I believe.
Well, the handicapped slot.
But it's public parking, so it's open to the public. Except for a couple spaces on the right-hand side, which are reserved for tenants in the brick building.
Right.
Brick building.
Yeah. And I have noticed that, when we have events, that parking lot past the on Central Street, that parking lot is filled with people, and people don't seem to mind walking in the summer, of course.
Right.
But they walk, and they're very happy doing that. And you know, it's really a shortcut. It's not that long of a walk. So I think there is room, but like you say, if there's one guy comes in with 50 people, that's a different story.
Does there need to be a traffic study?
For what?
For the parking issues, potential parking issues.
If you had an application before you of a proposed new use that increased traffic generation.
We could request that.
You could.
You could request traffic, so depending on the impact you feel might happen.
That only concerns flow of traffic, not parking.
So what, playing out, George, what you were saying is if there's nothing because of how this is written, and so there's nothing really to, what happens with a proposal that really is going to have really negative impact?
We deny it and then get sued. I mean, if we denied it thinking we would be impractical, we'd probably wind up in litigation.
You might find some other cause, though, to deny the application rather than just parking. Like, for example, if you have a use that's proposed that does need 50 parking spaces, that's going to bring a lot more vehicles onto Main Street, and it might present a traffic hazard. That could be justification for denying the application.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that when you're under pressure to be business friendly. Good luck with that when it comes time to have those discussions. I just when I think of this, and I think, and it gets to the council, if the merchants aren't aware of this, they should be.
Yeah, really.
And if the chamber's not aware of this, they should be. But we'll see. We'll see. Sometimes we get in silos and we don't always pay attention to what's going on around us. But that's just me being flippant and a wise guy. That's how I...
No, I don't consider it that way.
I understand why they want to do it. I just think you're asking for a lot of problems. You don't have a ordinance behind you. And if you haven't thought this through, I don't see it as progress. There needs to be some work done on traffic in this town. But I don't think this is a work forward. You know, some of the comments that you made, some of the thoughts I've had about, you know, shuttles and things like that. Because if we're not careful, we'll choke this town up with cars and parking spaces, and pedestrians will be even more risk, and you won't. And then people won't come, as the old joke goes, because it's too crowded. There's nobody going there anymore because it's too crowded.
You ever driven through Camden?
Well, exactly. I've driven through Ellsworth, and I've driven through Belfast. I've driven through all of those. I don't think that's where we want to go. But this doesn't necessarily point us in that direction, but certainly we have to start thinking about dealing with automobiles and how they're stored in this town, and how they, how we're going to treat automobiles. It's a tough call for any town. It's not just our town. But this is, to me, is not a step forward. This is a step back as you move them out onto the street. And when you try to think, well, we'll deal with it as it comes, the pressure to deal with it in a developer's positive way will be overwhelming. If you say, well, you know, we really have a concern about the amount of cars that are going to be on Main Street. Right now, that it appears that the council or somebody is saying, don't worry about it. Well, you will eventually.
Oh, yeah.
So if we... I'm sorry, John. If we denied the proposal, the proposed changes, then it goes to town council. And they can reverse our decision.
Correct.
Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. You're just making a recommendation to the council. They'll make the final decision.
But it sounds like the council is for it.
Well, as I said, these came from the town council, so...
Yeah.
I think it's ironical that a little over a year ago, the mayor and the then-acting town manager came to us and stood right there and said, this isn't the time to be making changes. Really. And now, here we are making changes.
It was more than a year ago.
Well, I don't know how long I've been on the board here again, but it was, they were there making those comments to us. I don't even remember what we were contemplating at the time, but they came and said that we shouldn't be making changes to these ordinances.
Was that when we were discussing the apartment for Jake's?
Well, yeah, there are things, there are things about limiting residential uses on Main Street and things like that that council didn't accept very well.
Is it possible to split out the motion to make a motion to recommend all of the recommended changes except 13.15.8.7 and at least what can be agreed upon? Are there alternatives about how to, I would hate to vote something down on just one piece of it.
There's a motion, a second on the table to approve all the proposed changes.
Right.
That can be voted down and you can make another motion.
So as the motion's presented, any more discussion? All in favor? Seeing no votes? It's down. Okay. So we're open to changes to this then. So, would you like to propose a motion that?
No, I would like to. I would like to question how you identify this going forward. You identify this as the ugly stepchild of everything else being in the traffic requirements. Right now, I identify four major areas here: the traffic, Section 10, Section 20, and then the DEP updates. Would you say that's how it's broken up?
Yeah. Well, the change in Section 13 just deals with the parking, on-street parking.
Mm-hmm.
And then Section 10 deals with changes of use, how they're reviewed. And then we have a couple of definition changes in Section 20.
Yeah.
And then the additional language in Section 16 to deal with non-conforming structures. The planning board's reviewed of those to satisfy DEP requirements.
Yeah. I don't think I want to break. I just don't have the wherewithal to do a motion to break this out. And I think the board ought to have a discussion before they go to a motion. The whole board should have a discussion on how they would want to have a motion structured. Because for me, there's a couple other things in there I wouldn't vote for. And it might be just for the time, efficiency of time, just to, if you want to pull that traffic thing out of here and just make it that one and then the rest of it another one. As I said before, when I opened my comments, the one thing I do is Section 16 that I would approve. But essentially, that's it. All the rest of them I would not vote for. So that's where I'm at. And I think, I don't think the rest of the board's there. I think I get a sense that the board's willing to re-investigate the traffic issue, but not the rest. So my advice would be to find somebody else to do the motion. I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just saying, if that's what the board feels about traffic, then they should break that out and then do the rest of it together. Is it? That makes sense? Usually I don't.
Business as usual.
Thank you.
Just kidding.
I think you've probably wasted, well, as far as I'm concerned, at least, I'm pretty comfortable with everything except the traffic of the parking.
Yeah, so you would make that motion, not me, because if I'd made a motion, it would be more detailed and breaking it up more often than what you want, and you're not going to vote for it anyhow, so I don't want to waste your time. And I can always go to the council and have that discussion.
Okay. I make a motion that we forward this to the town council with the exception of the change under 13.15.8.7.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What would be your proposal to deal? May I ask that? It doesn't, it's probably not even germane to where we are. But what would be your proposal following up with that traffic? Do you have a plan after that to deal with that traffic change? All right.
I'm
fine.
Can I ask a question in that regard? What does 13.15.88 do? Isn't that a mechanism to provide parking when things go awry?
That's how it's worded.
That deals with constructions of parking lots.
Oh, just the construction of parking lots. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, can you include with that motion addressing Chris's comment that it's recommended to have further discussion about this recommendation? Could we say between the planning board and the town council, or ordinance committee and the town council?
May I make a suggestion, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
You've made a motion to act on all the changes except for the change of 13, 15, 8, 7.
Correct.
That one change came directly from the town council. The other changes, all the other changes, came from the ordinance committee. So I would suggest you act on both those. Your motion only acts on the changes that came from the ordinance committee.
I don't know the difference. Sitting here and reading this, I don't know that.
Well, I'll tell you the difference. And it's detailed in here, which change came from where. 13, 15, 8, 7 came from the town council. That's what the paragraph above says. And you get onto the next page, or a couple pages in, it says the ordinance committee proposed all the other changes. So my suggestion is you act on both those this evening, whether approve or deny.
Okay.
Your motion,
this is getting beyond me, anyways.
Your motion deals with the changes that came from the ordinance committee, which do not include the one that deals with the on-street parking.
We're okay. Okay, it's fine.
So then we make a motion.
After this one.
Another motion to deal with the other one.
So we just need to vote on this motion.
Okay. All in favor of the motion before us?
I just need clarification of the motion again.
What the motion is.
I'm sorry.
We send this back to the town council, this town council portion.
Right.
Back to the town council.
Well,
accepting.
That's not correct.
No. Accepting several of them.
No. Only 13 point.
15.8.7.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything but that.
Yeah, we sent everything forward except. Except this is the question mark.
It's the question mark.
The motion right now is to take and send everything to the council.
Except that.
Accepting the recommendations.
The parking.
Except for the parking. That's the motion on the floor right now. The parking has been removed from the motion.
Yes.
Right now, we're going to do what's on the floor is the motion for everything else. And then what the plan is to go back and do a motion on the parking issue.
No. On the changes to section 10, 16, and 20 would be the other motion.
Right
now. Would come from the ordinance.
We're doing that right now.
We're doing the ordinance one right now.
That's what the
motion was.
No.
Your motion said everything except 13, 15, 8, 7.
Can you repeat your motion, Ed?
No, I'm not a tape recorder.
I know you're not, but you don't recall what your motion contained?
No, because I...
Okay. That's what I heard, though, what everyone else has heard, that you made a motion to approve everything except for 13, 15, 8, 7.
Magnificent.
Okay, yes.
Yep.
That's what I've written down here.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
I think that's right.
So we're all...
So you were right.
So we're going to vote on.
So now we're going to vote on
the portion of this that goes that was from the ordinance committee.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
You did a great job, Ed.
Really. I'm getting senile. Getting old.
We all are.
Right.
All in favor
of the proposed motion.
Good. You didn't.
I vote. Mm.
Make a motion that we deny.
Are you making a motion to deny?
Yeah, sending to the council the parking piece, which is what, 15 point?
Well, 13.15.
No, I'm sorry, 13.15.
Okay. Well, Chris should second that.
Right.
Let's see. I'm a minority.
And, well. I guess that whole section, isn't it? Really?
No, it's just the only change is the one that you just addressed. Everything below that, George, is what's existing, and there's no changes proposed to existing, other than to section 13, 15, 8, 7.
So we've had a motion.
I'll go with that.
Second.
Stone, Owen, Janet?
Yes.
Do you have those, would you read that back? Do you write that down, the motion?
George's motion?
Yeah.
The motion is to deny approval to section 13, 15, 8, 7.
Thank you. Is deny the correct terminology or the best terminology for this, as it goes back to the town council? Or would, and I say that because I...
We can't deny.
Well, is it recommend?
Not recommend.
Or not recommend, or recommend to...
Recommend changes?
Yeah, reinvestigate, or...
Right, something like that.
Recommend discussion or something.
Yeah, we can't deny it.
I don't know if we can deny it, I don't know if they're to deny, but...
It's on our power.
I don't mean to make light of it, but I agree, I'm just trying to make sure.
Recommend, I think.
Well, that is your recommendation, you're recommending that the council deny the approval of that change.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
I like that better.
Okay, all right.
Jeff is going to write it right.
Thank you.
Someone has to.
He makes it sound...
Yeah, we'll definitely need further discussions.
Maybe we're not needing clarification.
Do you have a second, Mr. Chairman?
You?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm done talking.
Well, I think at least this will send the message to the council that needs to be revisited, I would hope, because they might not agree with us.
Or we'll be branded as...
Renegades.
Unbusiness friendly and slowing things down.
There is that. All the renegades, but...
Dawn isn't here tonight.
If it was easy, we'd have left here an hour ago. No, this...
I think everybody's happy with that, or happier-ish.
I'm glad Chris brought it up.
Well, there will be issues on this. This isn't going to go away, because there's a lot of things going on here with this, and we'll see how they deal with it, but I just think it's a step backwards. I don't think we thought this out. I think there's going to be a lot more changes, but it may not be directed by the council.
I wonder what the comp plan will recommend.
We'll do that, too.
So we're the issue people, right? We deal with a lot of issues.
Deal with them or create them?
I'm not so sure it's a, I call it a step backwards, I think I call it a sidestep. Because this change is not really addressing the true issue of
correct,
businesses on Main Street, downtown Bucksport, and their parking needs. The change doesn't address that at all. So it's more of a sidestep, I think, than a step backwards, because it really doesn't change anything. As I said earlier, whether it's existing building or a new building, you still have the provision that says public parking satisfies your parking needs.
You might ask Town of Camden what their ordinance looks like, because, they might have the same idea.
Even Castine doesn't have enough parking.
No, that's true. Yeah. Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor? You didn't vote?
Yeah, I
did. Oh, okay.
So I will pass on your decision to the town council next week,
and be sure
to attend the meeting and share your concerns directly to the town council at their public hearing.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd just like to thank you for all the hard work he's done. This is hard.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to know that as I don't support some of those changes, it's no threat.
I understand.
It's just that. The structure and how I'm concerned about the structure, and that the vulnerability that could lead to a lot more legal action and pressure and political pressure and those kinds of things being put on one person rather than the entire board. I think there's a reason to have a board, a planning board, as opposed to a CEO dealing with many of these matters. That's just my philosophy on how this is dealt. But I really do appreciate what you've done. I know it's been a lot of work.
Your best job is done dealing with large developments, like, for example, the Ledbetter Superstop. That's a brand new development that had parking issues, entrance issues, traffic, all those things belong before a board of seven people, not one person sitting in the town office. So those are the types of activities that really this planning board is meant for, not the little mom and pop things that go on that a lot of them have had to come to you before. Well, the question is why? Why do I have to go to the planning board? And you are also asking, why do they have to come to the planning board? Well, because the ordinance says that they have to. So that's what's changing.
Like I put it as a filtering mechanism. And you know as well as any one of us, Evan, what will trip it.
Move that we adjourn.
Second. Oh, hold on.
Yes.
Shut you down.
You missed the discussion.
Discussion. Oh, you missed it?
I hope we already had all the discussion.
On the admin business. Yeah. But I just wanted to share with you, not in great detail, but what I'm doing on that proposal to convince DEP to change the dimensional requirements. So we can have things happen on Main Street that can't happen now. I have three pages, actually 2.5 pages of justification that I've worked on. I don't want to make it public just yet because there'll still be some more edits done to it. But I just want to let you know that I am working on this.
I appreciate it. And I really do.
I'm hoping to have the final version of this ready for you at your next meeting.
Well, can I ask a question on it? What you developed or proposed there, excuse me, say that were entirely received positively by the DEP, would you anticipate major changes in our ordinances as it relates to the south side of Main Street?
And what could happen?
What could happen?
Here's what I think we should ask DEP to allow us to do. No minimum lot size for commercial uses. No minimum shore frontage for commercial uses. No minimum lot size for dwelling units in commercial buildings. And no minimum shore frontage for dwellings in commercial buildings. No maximum lot coverage for commercial development. Now, those are pretty extreme requests to make, but I think we can justify that properly to DEP, that we shouldn't have any limits, as I just stated, for commercial uses on Main Street. That's all, just on Main Street. Nothing else changes in Shoreland and Bucksport, just Main Street, this district.
Does this pretty much only apply to the shore side of Main Street?
Exactly, the zone we're in right now.
Okay.
And it would not apply, I think it will end up applying just to a certain portion of Main Street that's the most highly concentrated commercial part of Main Street on the shore side. It wouldn't apply to the residential properties down at the easterly end of Main Street. It would apply just to where we consider our downtown core to be. That's the area where we have small lots with no shore frontage. There's huge nonconformities there that are prohibiting these people from doing anything else on their property.
Mm-hmm. So the north side of Main Street is essentially like that right now, then? Right.
No. We have minimums for the downtown district.
Okay, so there would be a different standard from the south side and the north side.
Well, for the time being, but okay. If DEP was okay with these requests, we should always go back and look on the other side of Main Street to make them comparable.
This would just be a commercial.
Yes.
But if there's a residential structure within that zone, that would still be, that wouldn't apply to those residential
Right. Habitat. Yeah, and there's only one I can think of as Dave's dwelling.
Which one?
The one down by Sprague Dock. That's the only single family dwelling that I can think of in the commercial part of Main Street.
Town should buy it.
Down here, yeah, down one down behind it.
A little house, yeah.
You got it up for sale today, David?
No, I have a tenant that I'm from hell.
Call Amy, they might tear it down for you.
That's
I shouldn't say that.
Oh, the one behind the eye doctor?
Yeah.
Good thing they're online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I thought I'd go for broke and say, please let us get rid of these limits. And they may come back and say, yeah, we agree, or we may have negotiated a little bit on that. Because right now, our dimensional requirements are already a lot less than what are required in the DEP shoreline guidelines. They've already given us a break. They did that back in 2010 when we adopted this land use ordinance. We made the case for reductions at that time, and they said okay. But what I'm saying in this document is, well, we appreciate that reduction, but we found out it's not working for us. We need more. And here's why. So I've got a list of reasons to justify, to support that. So
who's going to be signing that letter?
All seven of you.
So the planning board, but not the council?
Right.
Okay.
Right. At this point in time, it's just the planning board dealing with us.
Will you be signing?
No, it comes from the planning board.
So if any of us go to jail, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll visit.
Or the secretary.
Right. Easy now. Thank you. That's great. That's wonderful. I was actually thinking of that the other day. I wonder how you come.
Now, can we make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, you may.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor. Good.